welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us once again for another rendition of Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, right out of Denver, Colorado. And today, we are at the last part of the week. I've had quite a few interviews on radios myself across the nation of New York, California, Cincinnati, and they all want to know what's happening to our country and why is this going on and what can we do about it. I hope that each and every one of you becomes more educated, more inspired, and sometimes even if you become more desperate or despaired, the key is you're aware. The key is that you are thinking. The key is that you are one of the individuals out there that wants to make a difference. And the key is that we're doing and we're getting together on this. And sometimes it gets to be very frustrating. In fact, I'm going to quote from a letter that I received today, and it says, "Dear Frosty, I am for any method that peacefully reigns in our Congress critters. If something does not happen soon, i.e. the borders finally being closed pursuant to the war on freedom, illegal aliens kept out and otherwise sent back, elimination of the Federal Reserve Program Bank, elimination of Puerto Rico domiciled Internal Revenue Service, elimination of the North American Union, restoring our national sovereignty, Bush and Cheney impeached and tried for war crimes, repealing the Patriot Acts 1 and 2 that take away our personal freedoms, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, et al., I'd say Executive Order 13166, which should have been repealed right after George got into office because it is causing great chaos in our linguistic, this country of ours. And, of course, we like to take care of and get rid of men like Harry Reid. And this guy says, I fear that history will ultimately serve to repeat itself where Thomas Jefferson once said, and I quote, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants, unquote. At any rate, Reid and his constitutional parasites need to be flushed out, and for reasons I cannot comprehend, they are still hanging around Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals. And he says, I fear the time for talk has long since come and gone. The actions of politicians everywhere have to be in alignment with their words in order to stave off a violent and rapidly approaching citizen government conflict. And as you all know, we talk about that weekly here on this program. We try to educate. And you're getting it from all the people across this nation who are New England, New York, Michigan, Florida, Idaho, California, Washington State, Texas. So you know that everybody's being affected by this thing, and we either pull out of this thing pretty soon or all of us are going to go down along with it. And so that's what we're doing here, and tonight I have an outstanding guest. And hopefully next Tuesday we're going to have Tom Tancredo on the show, and he's going to bring you some real eye-opening understandings and appreciations. And again, he's just a citizen, patriot like the rest of us, and he's the one that's been leading the charge. And so I hope that each and every one of you, again, is inspired. Go to newswithviews.com. This piece that I wrote this morning was just called Americans Not Wild About Harry Reid. It's also on quite a few other websites, but newswithviews.com, rinse.com, americanchronicle.com. We'll be right back after these few comments, and I want to talk about the fires in California before we get into the interview. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Uh-huh. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very much for joining us once again at Connecting the Dots. And as you listen to the individual who wrote that letter, I'll bet you every one of you out there could write the same letter, and you have expressed the same concerns. And one of the concerns that I've been writing about over the last 5 years and my columns that are now into the hundreds is this. For whatever the reasons, both sides of the aisle have decided to flood this nation with all disparate migrants, millions from countries that have no clue about what it means to have a toilet, clean water, rules, laws, red lights that you're supposed to obey, drinking and driving laws, standards of living and quality of life. Dropping the old ways of the old world, such as cockfighting and bullfighting and female genital mutilation, horse tripping, dogfighting, you name it. There are really a lot of really crude and rude cultures out there across the world, and we're importing them into this country, and we're paying the price. We're also paying the price of allowing millions of illegal people to come into this country with no sense of community, no sense of the United States, no sense of being an American citizen. And one of the things that really frustrates me and has been shown on the movies tonight there was the fact that we're losing a sense of nationhood. And there are some angry people out there, and Brian Williams, and so did Charlie Gibson, and so did the lovely Katie Couric, talk about the fact that there were some individuals that were so morally bankrupt, so angry, that they started those fires. They've already killed 8 people. They've done, what, almost 1 million people fled their homes and fled their areas. Destruction into the millions and billions. I've got a quote here by Peggy Noonan, who wrote for the Wall Street Journal, which is amazing to me because the Wall Street Journal is an open borders advocate. And she said, we should close our borders. We should do whatever it takes to close them tight and solid. Will that take the army? Then send the army. Does it mean building a wall? Then build the wall. But the wall must have doors which can be opened a little or a lot down the road once we know where we are. As we end illegal migration, we should set ourselves to the Americanization of the immigrants we have. They haven't only joined a place of riches, it's a place of meaning. We must teach them what it is they've joined and why it is good and what is expected of them and what is owed. In other words, personal responsibility. We stopped Americanizing ourselves and immigrants over 40 years ago. We've got to start telling the story of our country again, and we must be proud of it, and they must also become proud of it if they're going to be a part of the American dream, unquote. I know that means something to each and every one of you listening out there tonight. I know it means something in your heart. I know that no one with a moral and a religious and ethical sense about life, no matter where they are, could they possibly set fires that would just destroy everything in their paths. No one with a brain could become a suicide bomber. No one with an ethical moral foundation could be a suicide bomber. No one with a sense of humanity and balance could become an arson or a suicide bomber. And yet that's the kind of things we face here early part of the 21st century. And I don't mind telling you, as a kid, I was red, white, and blue, stood to the flag when it got up in the morning on my paper route on the military bases where my father served. I stood at attention, just like my dad. And I put my hand on my heart, and the Boy Scouts, and the Cub Scouts. Also, when I went into the Army, stood proud, stood straight, ramrod straight, still do. Cry sometimes when I listen to the Star Spangled Banner in America. I stood one on my paper out there, and I remember that we'd be playing baseball when Reveille went down, and we'd stand at attention on the ball diamond to honor the flag going down for the night on a military Marine Corps base. That's where I stand, ladies and gentlemen, and I believe and I agree with Peggy Noonan. We need to come back to America, and we better do it very soon. And that's why, and that I admonish every one of us to start moving toward closing the borders down, educating those ones that we've got here, and stop allowing all those that would never assimilate into this country to roam free and create the havoc that they create. And that's just my little on the bench today and my little on the platform. And so we'll go to our wonderful guest this evening. She is a great patriot. She is a person who has been, she just gets into everything and she makes a difference, and she's somebody that you could be proud of and you'd like to have helping you. And this evening, she's just incredible. She's been married for 23 years. She's a mother of 3 amazing children, smartest in the class and best looking, of course. And she's been fighting against the illegal alien invasion in her town for approximately 4 years. She's the chair of the Township Committee Fighting for Quality of Life Issues, and she's an author. Her newest book coming out is, I believe, Crippled Angel, if I can remember correctly. But we're going to go talk to her right now. Diane Reeves, would you come on to the show? And thank you for joining us this evening.
Hi, Flossie.
It's a pleasure. And could you give us your location? I think you're out there in what, New Jersey?
I'm in Lakewood, New Jersey, Ocean County.
You're in Lakewood, New Jersey. I've been through there many, many times. Traveled through there, of course, all through the 70s and the 80s and even into the early 90s. And, my gosh, it's just pretty out there. I remember the barrens. Is there much of the barrens left?
Pine barrens? Well, we're replacing a lot of it with senior communities, but we still have some left.
Oh, because I remember his name was Brown, and he wrote a book called The Tracker.
I'm not familiar with it.
Well, he was just a fascinating guy. He went out into the barrens, the Pine Barrens there, and he just talked about nature. He was a John Muir right there out of New Jersey, and I always remember that book, The Tracker, and he wrote quite a few of those. But if you could, please, just give us a feeling for what's going on there in New Jersey. How are people responding to the Newark massacre, of course. Corsine is really working against New Jersey citizens. You've certainly got Spitzer right next door that's giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens, which is a security risk, both for the state of New York and certainly for the nation itself. Once they get a driver's license, they have simply an open ticket to the United States to infiltrate and do anything they want. What about New Jersey?
Well, New Jersey has really been labeled a sanctuary state. For many reasons, we have areas like Lakewood, Patterson, different areas in New Jersey where they are given carte blanche in my book. They're rewarded for breaking the laws of this country, and they know it. So they come here in droves. We have over 25,000. No one will give me an estimate, an exact number, but I heard from the deputy chief when he did a presentation for our committee that there was over 25,000 illegals. So I think people like Spitzer and Corzine are really hurting both the New York and New Jersey state. And if they were to give illegals driver's licenses, that would make all of our driver's licenses in these states null and void. They wouldn't be worth the paper they're written on.
Well, they certainly wouldn't be worth the paper they're written on because, again, they have to do with fraud. Mm-hmm. They have to do with the loss mm-hmm. of the rule of law. And that in itself has created a crippling effect. And your book... Dance of the Crippled Angel, is it a book that it has the theme of what's going on with you on the personal level or a state level or a community level?
It has to do with the personal level, nothing to do with the illegals, a personal struggle from my childhood.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can't wait to get a copy of that. I'm actually working on a book right now titled When Your Father Left Too Soon. And, in fact, anyone out there that would like to email me their story, if between the ages of 8 and 18, you men and or your women, if you lost your father through death or divorce, but especially death, I would like to have your story, 2 pages, 3 pages, 4 pages, and this book will help people connect and understand that they're not the only ones, because I lost my father at a very young age. He was 46 and I was a child of 17, and it was devastating at that time, and it has affected me my whole life. And so if anyone would like to email me their story about losing a father to an early death at the age of 8 or 18, through 8 or 18, when it's most impactful, then please email me at my website, and I'd appreciate it. Well, I would look forward to seeing your dance of the Crippled Angel, because each one of us does have a story. Many of us have overcome some really deeply painful events in our lives.
Yeah, and 17 is young to learn lose your dad. Very young.
It sure is. And especially when you're just becoming a man and you want that dad of yours to be proud of you, and all of a sudden he just vanishes into the ether.
And you miss it throughout the entire life, events that you will be monumental to you and you always have in the back of your mind. You know, gee, I wish my dad was here. I wonder if my dad would be proud, you know. So you always have those things in your mind even as you grow.
That's exactly right, and I'm 60 years old, and I still miss my dad. I talk to him regularly. I thank him for his guidance. I thank him for his giving me the sense of life and the sense of everything that he did for me, and I'm always appreciative. We're going to come right back to you. We're going to talk about what's happening there in New Jersey. And, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. Diane Reeves. We'll be right back after these comments. Thanks for joining us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for enjoying this segment of Connecting the Dots. We're talking with Diane. And Diane, give us a feeling for what happened to you as you tried to, and you have been activated to give this big rally that you just pulled off. But my gosh, it looked like you had to go through a freight train of consequences just to get to succeed at having your First Amendment rights here in America.
Oh, yeah, I was told by the police chief of Lakewood that they would not provide extra police security, which, of course, you're going to need in a community of 25,000 or more illegals. You're surrounded. You know, they're going to outnumber you any way you look at it. They refused to, and then I decided to cancel that date and go for a closed venue at the American Legion, and then they had gotten threats and were threatened that their liquor license would be canceled, you know, taken away, if they allowed me to have the event. So they pulled out of a contract, a signed and paid for contract. Then I tried the Elks Lodge in Old Bridge, which is further north from where I live, and they pulled out within 24 hours. So, and then the mayor of Lakewood said I could have it at a public venue, the Lake Carosagello. They have an amphitheater there. 4 days before the event, the mayor said, you're going to need a permit. You know, I was in a panic. I ran downtown with the paperwork, literally, so that they would be on the agenda for the township meeting that Thursday, and the rally took place on Saturday. But we had so much police protection. The sheriff's department was there. It was awesome. They even had dogs to check for explosions.
That's a little more excitement, of course, and I got a lot of that last summer in the 21st Century Paul Revere ride when we had to have police by the dozens come out in a number of places in Chicago, in Boston with the big horses just to cordon off the counter demonstrators because they did everything they could to destroy our First Amendment rights and the permits that we had for each capital that we stopped at.
Well, you know, we're a peaceful group, and, you know, we were a bunch of groups together. You Don't Speak for Me, United Patriots, you know, different groups all together, Citizens for Immigration Control. The banner we flew under was Americans Together, so it wasn't just like, you know, one group in particular. It was all of us together, and peaceful group. We have a right to be heard, and they helped us out a great deal. I was absolutely amazed from going from having to pay for police to all of the protection we could possibly, you know, think of without paying a dime.
Well, we do pay a dime with 25,000 illegal aliens there. And
well, I meant extra, you know,
right.
For this extra security on top of what we pay.
Yeah, on top of what we're already paying for these illegal aliens, their kids, the medical care, the anchor babies, the criminals in the justice system, and also the personal consequences. Newark, of course, New Jersey was the Newark massacre of the three kids that were off to college, killed execution style by at least one MS-13 gang member, which I name it was Rudolfo Godinez, I guess.
Yeah.
And the other one was a child rapist named Jose Carenza.
A five-year-old, I believe.
31 indictments, and he was walking around because of what? The sanctuary policy that is administered by Mayor Cory Booker of Newark. Is that just something amazing or what?
You know, I really, to me, it seems like it's gotten real quiet. Not that people are forgetting, but that they're trying to, you know, put it under the table somewhat and trying to move on. And I don't think we should ever move on to what's happened to those students.
No, we can't really move on to what's happened to those students because it was a criminal act of a heinous criminal act, but it's one of many criminal acts that are going on across this country right now. When you've got, according to Newsweek magazine, 15,000 MS-13 gang members in this country. You know, we have an illegal alien advocate in the Rocky Mountain News here. Her name is Tina Grigo. She's of course Hispanic. She advocates for illegals all the time, and she wrote a piece this morning, which I countered in all the newspapers across Colorado, and that she interviewed a Mexican journalist out of El Universal down there in Mexico City, and the lady from Mexico City said, well, our illegal alien, 20 million of them, buy food, buy groceries, live in and pay rent, pay taxes, and so forth. How would America's economy suffer if all 20 million went away? That was the quote. And I said, I just took a whole paragraph. I said, first of all, our schools would be back to normal. We wouldn't have to press one for Spanish, two for English. We wouldn't have anchor babies at $400,000 per year costing us about $100 billion a year. We wouldn't have all the crimes and killings. We wouldn't have 500,000 illegal aliens, convicted felons in our schools. We wouldn't have the 15,000 MS-13 gang members. We wouldn't have drunken drivers that are killing us every day by about a dozen. I mean, I went right down the line, and that thing got published, and oh, my gosh, everybody passed it around the state. So we would love to see 20 million illegal aliens out of this country because our country would go back to being the United States of America. Now, what's happening in New Jersey, in your own personal experience, whether your school systems, your medical systems, the police systems, or certainly the criminal aspect systems, that caused you to become so involved in the illegal alien crisis?
Well, personally being affected, I homeschool my three children. I refuse to put them in school. They're overcrowded. A lot of good teachers have quit. The quality of life in Lakewood has suffered. If you ride down certain streets in Lakewood that people will know offhand who live in this area, like Route 88, it looks like a ghetto. It's absolutely horrific because of the homes of just dilapidated conditions. Real estate values in only certain neighborhoods have dropped tremendously. People are selling and trying to get out, and they're not even getting what their homes are worth or what they paid because of the neighboring illegal situation.
Well, that's a fact that's happening in many parts of the country. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Diane Reeves from Lakewood, New Jersey. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
The good and the bad and the ugly. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the good and we have the bad and we certainly have the ugly. It's getting more ugly, if you can say that, by the day as thousands of illegal aliens cross our border. They embed themselves into our communities. And as Diane is telling you right now, this little Lakewood community, 25,000 illegal aliens, they're overrunning the schools. She now has to homeschool her children. And I can tell you as a teacher here in Colorado, one out of five teachers quits every nine-month cycle here in the Denver public school systems because there are 41 different languages, 30,000 illegal aliens from everywhere around the place, and they are creating complete chaos in the classroom. So there is no education going on. It's more like a warehousing. So you are doing a good thing to bring your children home and homeschool them. But, of course, you're also paying taxes, and that's not stopping, and you're doing all the work of being the new teacher while the illegal alien kids are simply creating chaos in the schools around you.
I can't imagine what students have to go through today, and it's not fair to the American student. The children of America deserve better. They deserve a good education, and the money that people put forward, you know, they deserve to have the ability to turn 18, graduate, go to a college of their choice, and actually be educated without having to come out and not know how to add or read or, you know, it's unbelievable.
Well, it really is, and I've had many teachers tell me how they're dumbing down the high schools to such a degree that every kid that gets into a four-year college or even a junior college has to take remedial math, remedial English, remedial science courses just to get themselves up to speed. And then at other colleges, especially in Southern California, I know some of the professors out there that see all these kids coming through these classes and they forge their papers, they have ghostwriters, they can't do the work, they can't do the college level work, but they get out with a degree. The degree, of course, is worthless, and as anybody has ever appreciated, it's called affirmative action. Well, when everybody gets affirmative action, I call it affirmative grading. And when I was teaching in Brighton in the early 70s, we had to pass up these minority groups, degrade the learning experience, and then they got to find out that they could get something for nothing. And then, of course, once they graduated, they could go on to their affirmative action jobs, which they didn't have to do anything other than maybe answer the telephone.
And what kind of life is that?
For those who don't have a brain, for those who don't care, they somehow do it, and we're the ones that pay for it. Now, how about, I want to have more discussion on this. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question and you want to bring a comment, Diane is right here. It's 1-800-313-9443. But if you want to have organization, you want to help, she can certainly do that and give you some answers on the phone here. But what else did the rally achieve that was good?
I think it brought a great awareness. I'd like to have another one in the spring, actually, to hope that the attendance would be a little better. I received a lot of emails and calls of people who didn't really think it would go through. Because of all of the cancellations and trouble, they didn't really believe, you know, it would happen. So I'd like to have another one in the spring with more time to publicize it. And also, Brookdale College had contacted me because they're going to do a documentary on it. So I'm a little excited about that, which really, you know, nice that they reached out to do that.
Well, and that's a big key of it. More documentaries, more YouTube exposure, more media exposure, getting the press down there, certainly getting the cameras rolling, and getting the personal stories of what's happening in each community across this nation. This just came in. We have some folks listening from England right now, from London, England. Let me just read this by this British bloke here. Mr. Wooldridge, your guest is outstanding. Much of the same thing is happening in England and all of Europe. London, where I live, is no longer an English city. Like in the USA, we are not told the true figures, but any fool just has to walk the streets of London and we see how we are swamped by the third world immigrants from Africa and Asia, immigrants who have absolutely nothing in common with us and make no effort to integrate. It's getting worse, but is there any point in whining to our MPs? Of course not. These people are either being blackmailed into allowing all this to happen or are being paid off or know something that we are not being told. And this is from Day Britain from London, England. Why do you think a man like Corzine or a mayor like Cory Booker would work against their own American citizens, their own constituents, to aid illegal aliens? I mean, it's a mystery to me. Why do you think they do?
I don't know, and you hate to think that it's some kind of financial gain or something going on that we don't know about. But also, even if they work against us, they're only one person. You know, if we try to, get ourselves together collectively and fight them and let them know, as with the Dream Act, that we're not going to allow it to happen, and make little groups, in the community, get them together, make them stronger so that they'll know we're not going to accept this. Just because you're a person in power doesn't mean you have the power to, destroy this nation. We're not going to let it happen willingly. As I said in my rally, the United States is not up for grabs, and we're not willing to give it up either.
Yeah, it is not up for grabs. As a matter of fact, I would encourage you to get a hold of Michelle Delacroix. She's there in Arizona. I met her last year, had her on the program this week. And she has a website, Mothers Against Illegal Aliens.
Oh, yeah, I've written to her as well. Michelle's
a
wonderful lady.
She just got on Cavuto, I think, last night. And I would love to see you get on the Cavuto and start explaining such things as having to homeschool your three children. And then what you're facing there in Lakewood, and what you're doing about it. But, you know, I would even get a hold of Michelle and see if you can get a second arm of Mothers Against Illegal Aliens on the East Coast.
Right.
I bet you, all the mothers out there that are having the same thing. Their kids are getting beaten up at school. The language morass is allowing them a horrible educational situation, and the frustrations must be running at least 10 feet deep.
There's a lot of gang activity in New Jersey as well, and I have a lot of moms that I know in the area. I've been here for over a decade, and who have their kids still in school, and they're saying to me now, you know, I'm getting scared. You know, the kids come home, they have fights, they're getting beaten up, they get followed home. You know, they don't know what to do. And the first thing out of my mouth is, are you kidding? Pull them out of school. So, you know, it's not always possible, but you have to consider it, you know. I gave up my career as a paralegal to teach the kids, and if you're giving up a second income, and you're going to have to make a lot of sacrifices. But then you have to weigh it. Is it worth it? Or do I leave them in that mess, that cesspool? I refuse to do that. I'd rather go, you know, I'll eat bread and water if I have to make sure they don't end up in that school system.
Well, and that's actually happening, Diane, all over the country right now. The homeschooling has jumped unbelievable percentage points across the board. And many, many places, people that do have the funds will take their kids out of the public schools and put them into the private schools. And private schools are now the hottest thing going. But the fact is, three children, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's big bucks.
That's big bucks when you're already paying all the bucks for the public schooling. And then when you think about adding on to that times three,
I'm in a focus group. It's called the Focus Group for Homeschoolers in Ocean County. And it's a really great group, and they really help if you need curriculum supplies. They have a library and a bookstore, and, you know, you share things, curriculum and stuff. It's really good. If I wasn't, I just joined it this year. I had been told about it, and I never had the time to, but this year I got into it with them, and it's really made a difference.
Now, is there any chance that you can, because of the rally and all the addresses you have and all the phone numbers, can you rally those in Lakewood to create another Lou Barletta type of ordinance to go after illegal aliens, a 287G, go after their employers of illegal aliens, contractors' licenses, and also go after the landlords of illegal aliens, because they're the ones that are enabling the illegal aliens to remain in the Lakewood area. What can you do anything about that? Could you possibly?
Well, with the committee that I have, it's called the Lakewood Rental Advisory Committee. It's just an advisory capacity, but we have given them three pages of recommendations for the township committee to vote on. And out of the recommendations, they're considering passing 21 new ordinances, which is amazing. We didn't think they would go for any of them, but they are, and they're doing new things like a yearly inspection for every single rental instead of waiting for someone to move out, then they move in, you know, to get a new certificate of occupancy. We're hoping this will cut down on, not having the place inspected. A lot of places didn't have proper CFOs, authority to actually rent people.
Right.
We're also having new inspection things being done as far as overcrowding ordinances. So there's been a lot of things that we've been actually able to do with this committee that's helping little, pieces here and there. The quality of life hotline set up so that people can call in if there's, people parking their cars on the front lawn, if you can't do it, it's illegal. Overcrowding, you call up. Playing the music too loud, you call up, So it helps in little ways like that. So we're making little progress, but we really need to do more. And the 287 program, they did start it in Lakewood, and I think they were sending two police officers, two detectives, which isn't much, but at least it's something.
Well, if they methodically send those two police officers that are 287G officers and they catch these people with the cars on the lawn, or they have to make some kind of inspection of the premises in a four-bedroom house that has 20 people in it, that's the kind of thing that's needed so you can actually take effective action. At some point, I would recommend that one of the residents of Lakewood run for mayor to make sure that you've got somebody in place like a Lou Barletta. Because I know one thing, as this thing gets worse, and it's going to get worse, because Harry Reid, John McCain, certainly Governor Corsine, and certainly good old Cory Booker, the mayor of Newark, these kinds of leaders are simply corrupt beyond any understanding, and they're not going to change their horse in the middle of the stream, they've got an agenda, and that is to literally destroy these communities and allow all these illegal aliens to come in and do all the damage they do. And then you and I just get to run for the most part. So
well,
that
in
we
Lakewood, unfortunately, we can't vote for a mayor. You have to be a member of the township committee, and all they do is switch hats. They've got the same four men up there, and they've been up there for years now, and when one doesn't want to be mayor, the next one takes the hat. You know, they all receive a pension, they switch hats, and, you know, getting someone new in there, it's near impossible. You have to run for the committee and be elected into the committee first, and then they'll let you be mayor.
Isn't that something? Now,
yes, it's completely controlled.
Well, they have got to have their kids going to the same schools, and their wives and husbands have got to be at risk also for a night stroll around the park or down the streets, watching for drunken Mexican drivers, certainly for the gang members that are really colluding around the place. What happens there? What is it about the leaders that aren't connecting with the fact that this is a danger for them, too, and their family?
Well, I think there's out of the four people up there, two of them are Orthodox gentlemen, and they go to private schools. They're in different areas, you know, different communities. They're not really affected as much because they hire them and use them and rent to them. It's not in their neighborhood, you know, which always kills me because I always tell them, I want to come to your neighborhood, you know what I mean? Because you live nice. You've got a clean area. Your homes are still the same amount or worth more than what you paid for it. But you come to my neck of the woods, and we have to deal with the people you bring here.
Man, I mean, that just grinds my stomach.
If you came here and took a tour, you would get sick. You'd vomit before you left.
I know exactly what you're talking about. The Denver, Colorado, we got a murder every night. I mean, we've got the Mexicans. We have 12,000 gang members, illegal alien gang members, here in Denver, Colorado right now. I mean, it's a scary proposition to walk down the Denver streets because either they're shooting up and blowing things up or they're robbing or they're driving drunk.
And I hate to say this, but, you know, people like President Bush who are keeping the borders wide open, people like him and other senators who are going for this Dream Amnesty Act nonsense, they really need, in my opinion, I'm not trying to be cruel, but they need to be touched personally by what's going on like the rest of us are touched. And they're not. They live in their gated communities and their private schools and their colleges, and they have their security of their jobs that illegals aren't going to get anywhere near. But it's the rest of us who are going to lose our jobs. We're losing our homes. We're losing our schools and hospitals. They're not even touched, and they need to be personally affected by that.
They need to be personally affected, and I'll repeat this. This happened recently. A lady wrote me and said, it's sad for me and disgusting at the same time that I'm going to my Iraq veteran son's funeral while George Bush is going to his daughter Jenna's wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
horrible.
That really comes down to the fact that the President of the United States won't offer his two girls to go up
exactly.
onto the front lines of Iraq, and neither will all the rest of those senators.
That's
but
right.
You can bet it's our kids, the regular American kids, that are the ones being sacrificed on this altar of war, and also we're being sacrificed on this altar of illegal migration into our country.
And it rips our heart out, and I don't understand how they do not feel the effect of that pain of another American citizen and their loss. I don't understand how they don't feel the disgust when a 5-year-old or a 3-year-old is raped by an illegal because that's common in their country. Let them touch my children or kill my husband, and I'll tell you, I'll go to jail for, you know, the things that you think of. And I say to myself, my husband all the time, I don't know how they get through it. How do they get through something like that? I don't think I could. How can you get through that and not be affected, but yet our leaders, it's like nothing to them?
It really
Where's
is.
Where's their
like
hearts? Where are their
them.
Souls? It's like they're walking dead in my book. They have no soul.
Yeah, well, as you can imagine, that column that I wrote on Harry Reid today, I was so angry when I wrote that thing. So I laid it all out there. How could he be this corrupt, this lack of character, this lack of integrity? I mean, this is a man who is serving America, not only this Nevada, and yet he is as corrupt and criminal-minded as those that he defends that are criminals. And it takes away my understanding of ration and reason and rhyme and all of it goes with this. It's beyond me.
It's very surreal, isn't it? It's almost like a bad movie, and you're like, okay, it's going to end soon. You know, this can't really continue, and that's the way. And then it gets worse, and you're like, I don't believe this, you know. And when then you hear about the fires that, you know, there's the illegals arrested by Border Patrol agents for stealing supplies meant for the evacuees, and you're like, I can't believe this. Who could do that, you know? Who could do that? Someone is suffering so much. Oh, let me help and let them suffer a little more. You know, that's what I'm going to bring to America. I'm going to make you suffer more. You know, I don't understand that mentality.
Well, again, it's an amoral non-investment into this nation, and really angry. If you really look at what we're building in this country, we're building angry people, as I quoted before. We're not Americanizing these immigrants. They're simply they're just flapping in the wind and they're flapping in the breeze. And
but
they
you couldn't go
self-class.
To another country and do that.
Yeah, I say they should stay in their own country so they can have a little more grounding and they can do all the crazy stuff they do. Diane, we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. We're talking with Diane Reese from Lakewood, New Jersey, and we're going to talk about her book coming up here in the last 5 minutes of the show. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for once again joining us right here at Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and I'm talking with Diane Reeves, and she has been doing some amazing work there in Lakewood, New Jersey. And let's just do a segue here, if we can. Dance of the Crippled Angel. This book will be out. It'll be on Amazon.com. It'll be on Borders. It'll certainly be on Barnes & Noble. What are you expressing that a lot of other people would like to or probably will appreciate once this book comes out?
How to get through surviving severe physical and emotional child abuse. That it's possible to actually try and put it behind you, forgive the unforgivable, and, you know, make the best that you can of your own life and your children's.
I'm very curious, Diane. How do you forgive the unforgivable?
Well, if you don't, a lot of people ask me that, and they've read some of the things I've endured, and they say there's no way I could forgive that. But if I choose not to forgive it, the only one it's going to affect is me, and I'll have it in my heart. It's not going to affect the person you can't forgive. They could care less. And for me to carry around that pain and unforgiveness really was more detrimental to me than letting it go.
That's understood, because I also have an appreciation for that. Although I have it from the stories I've heard, I was very blessed. My parents were good parents. My mom and my dad just were the best, and I am so thankful that I don't have to go through all of the psychological and other consequences. I heard about that one gal who has 17 or 18 personalities, and she was so abused as a child that she had to slip into these different personalities to simply endure what was happening to her, and she turned up with 16 or 17 different personalities. You have a very good handle. Once you finished writing the book, how did you feel?
Pretty good. I feel like I, you know, lost some weight there with emotional weight, baggage, whatever, getting off my out of my heart and onto the paper, as they say. It was, you know, therapeutic as well, and it was, you know, good to get it out. And when the proofs come back, you know, you've written books, the galley that you come back to, you know, proofread.
Right.
It's always hard for me to go through it again, you know, but you say, I just try to put it in the back burner and say, okay, I got to get through it one more time, you know. And then I don't think I'll ever read it again, you know. I just want to make sure there's no errors, and then it'll get published. And it's already the final galley went back, so in 3 to 4 weeks I'll get my first copy off the press, so I'm really excited.
Well, you'll also be on Amazon.com, and you'll also be on Barnes & Noble and Borders bookstores, and you will have people come to that book, and it will be something that's going to comfort a lot of people, because what you're going to do is guide them, because there are millions of people and millions of men and millions of women, mostly women, I think, that suffer the kind of abuse that you're talking about. What is that book going to – what's one of the one outstanding points that book's going to do for somebody who reads it?
Well, hopefully that they'll be able to – I suffered from post-traumatic stress syndrome. I was diagnosed with it, severe anxiety attacks, panic attacks. I still have a arrhythmia, a heart problem. You know, the physical things that from keeping inside and burying it, eventually it's got to come out. Otherwise, it's going to kill you, literally. You know, physically it will take its toll. So for me, I think the most important thing is to, you've got to face it. And the sooner you face it, the sooner it, you know, you can lessen the effects of it and try and move on.
Oh, you're a blessing to so many when this book comes out. Joe Dispenza, I just heard him last week, talks about your nerve endings that wire together and fire together maintain. So you got to move past them. And yes, unconditional forgiveness is the key to a healthy life. And thank you for being on the show tonight. It's just been an honor and a pleasure. And thank you for your great work there in New Jersey. And God bless you and all the best.
Thank you, Frosty.
Okay, good night. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Connecting the Dots. Thanks for joining us once again. We appreciate you. We appreciate America. Count your many blessings. We'll see you next week. Hopefully Tom Tancredo will be on with us. Good night. God bless. And Godspeed, fellow Americans.
With recent